Well, a slice of beetroot or two in your hamburger is as kiwi as pavlova, pineapple lumps. Right, well, perhaps not anymore. Whanganui man says after setting off on a burger mission, he was offered beet-free burgers at four different takeaway joints in a row before he took to social media to get help finding the elusive root vegetable. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin is on the story.
Jeff Horn says his quest for a burger, including the purple gold, started off innocently enough after his wife, who was on a ketogenic diet, said she didn't feel like cooking and that he should head out and get himself something for tea.
And I thought, well, okay, that's fine. What do I feel like? Tonight, for whatever reason, I really felt like a good old-fashioned, sloppy, drippy New Zealand burger. Now, to my mind, a New Zealand burger ain't a New Zealand burger unless it's got beetroot in it. So that particular night, I went up to one takeaway bar and actually asked them, do you put beetroot in your burgers? And they said, no, sorry, we don't. And because that particular night, I was probably a little more bloody-minded than what I normally am, I thought, nope, I'm going to go and find beetroot for my burger.
Four takeaway outlets later, the semi-retired former Aucklander succumbed to a beet-free burger, but swore never again. And he took to social media for advice on the Whanganui fast food scene, earning himself the nickname the Beetroot Man along the way. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a burger from one of the international chains or a gourmet job, just a good old-fashioned, sloppy and cheesy hamburger like the ones he remembered as a child, but with beetroot, of course. Mr. Horn says a burger with beetroot is a rite of passage for Kiwis.
I grew up, when I was a kid, every Friday night, trundling down the road, happened to get takeaway tea for me and my sister. So I grew up with burgers, good old-fashioned New Zealand slop and drip burgers, and they always had beetroot in them. So kind of spoiled in childhood and missing it in adulthood.
But it's clear beetroot is no longer an option at some Whanganui takeaways. Mike Zan, the boss of the Alma Road takeaways in Gonville, has been in the business for 10 years, and he isn't a fan.
We don't do it with beetroot, so, yeah. Just our thing, you know? Yeah. I think more people ask for no beetroot than with beetroot, though. Yeah, for us, but I don't know, with other shops.
Over the river in East Whanganui, Sonny Lee at Quality New Fast Foods says the stain-producing veggie is more trouble than it's worth.
No, we only do tomato, onion and lettuce. On the salad, yeah, no beet chips. Because lots of people ask for no beet chip, so just stop using it.
Now armed with hundreds of online tips, Mr. Horn was able to locate several Whanganui takeaways where beetroot is still king. One of those was George's Fish and Chip Shop on Victoria Avenue.
Grab a cheeseburger with beetroot.
Yep, not a problem, we can get that sorted for you.
Co-owner Brent Hayes says a burger without beetroot is just not a real burger.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
So tell me about your burgers.
Meat patties are all homemade. Go through probably 70 to 100 burgers a week. Got our salads with the beetroot on it. Pretty much just homemade, good old-fashioned hamburger.
The burger-buying public, however, is divided on the purple pickle.
I reckon a real burger has to have beetroot in it.
No, just don't like beetroot.
It's definitely an essential part of a burger, yeah.
No, it wouldn't bother me.
When the wife makes them at home, she might throw a bit of beetroot on it, but not for me.
Not in all burgers, but say in a normal ham, just a plain hamburger, yeah.
Beetroot all the way. It's kiwi.
As for Jeff Horn, he'd found his happy place, tucking into his George's Burger.
It's pretty good, Robin. When I did the rounds last time, I'd have to say that these guys were probably one of the tastiest burgers that I came across. Although I must admit, the first time round, there was only a very small piece of beetroot in it, but this time round, we seem to have got quite a generous amount. So I'd be saying this is a pretty jolly good burger for New Zealand and for Whanganui.
I Whanganui mo te hōtaka o te Atene, ko Robin Martin aho.